and get rid of the fence and all that.
Yeah.
And you do have a window on the left elevation, and there looks like it's wider than buttons, but the lights of the window are wider than they're tall. I want to change that, maybe like a more of a one, two, maybe a two over two.
Where's the second window?
This one.
Yeah.
Side.
Second, yeah, second window in on the left.
Oh, yeah.
Two over two.
Yeah.
Two over two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In that vein, for this window all the way at the back of the left-hand side, specifically of figure 332, making those lights the same height as the other window lights, even though it's a tiny, yeah, it's like a transom. Yeah, a little transom window. And I don't think it's necessary on 5330 because it's all the way at the back, whereas 5332, you're seeing it from the street.
Are we reviewing these at the same time?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll just make.
Okay, I might say this too. So the window, it's a 6-foot window, but the sill height is only 2 feet. That's low for a first floor sill height. Normally they're like 2 foot high.
Okay.
I think the window might want to change to a 5-6 window.
Yeah, it's kind of a small house, so you may want to shrink them up to 3x5 or something.
So is the window on the front elevation full height?
It's one just like at the sides?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So you're
either
just
mentioning full height or shrink it to 3x5.
Yeah.
So it's not one of those ankle height windows.
The capri pants windows.
Yeah. Is there any public comment regarding 5330 Burgundy Street? Hearing none, is there any more discussion or is there a motion?
The porch is at 4'7". Can we inch that up to 5? Give me a few inches. Thank you. I'll make a motion for, do you have something else? Please, go ahead.
The column spacing on the front facade.
What's wrong with that?
I think it's...
It's not equal. It's like,
yeah.
Yeah, that's okay because it's framed the entrance.
You'd rather that than have one in the middle?
I think it's okay.
Yeah, because if you try to equal out the columns, then you have a funny railing condition as it turns the corner into the steps, and then I'm not sure...
The door looks off center.
The steps the width of the bay, but the doors are sometimes not centered. Yeah, that happens a lot.
I kind of like how the bays are mimicking each other inside in the recessed room.
But you're not going to see that because it's so far back.
No, it's actually not.
No.
No, that was a comment to
center
the side door. Oh, okay.
I don't know if it would be, I'd have a column in the middle of the front facade. But I don't know.
Then what do you do with the window? Right now, the window
shifts
over.
The window
shifts over.
It's
falling
on the
window.
Yeah.
It doesn't mess up floor plans to shift the door or window.
Mm-hmm. Well, historically, it would be centered.
Well, this is new construction, and so I'm not sure that this would historically be.
That's
okay.
Yeah.
So I think it's a different. Question.
All right, now that I've scratched it up, I think it could work either way. But I do think you are going to get a little bit of a weird condition of how you stop the guardrail at the porch because it's not going to be stopping at a column.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, like, yeah, I would widen the step regardless, so if
yeah, yeah.
railings die.
That's a wide step.
That's a really wide step.
It's a wide step for a small house. And I feel like we've also seen the condition where typically iron railings will make their own turn at the top. They don't always die into a column.
So the proposal is to remove the center column and have the railing turn the corner?
No, I'm saying if the column was centered, the railing would turn and not die into the
jog itself.
Yeah.
I won't fight you on it. Why don't we give them the option? And it's
double impactful because it's two. What if we do one one way?
No.
Straw hole in the neighborhood.
No, then keep them in. You commit and keep the mirror sisters.
I mean, I think it.
The floor plan. This is.
Now that I'm looking at it, I think it should be.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry.
So you want it to be an equal two bay with a column in the middle and a wide stair.
Yeah. I mean,
no,
if
I don't think it should be a wide stair.
No, not a wide stair.
And the metal rail just turn the corner and the guy is solid.
Yes.
That gives people more
comfort.
Than to have the
idea. It just also happens on Arts and Crafts.
Yeah, it does. I just feel like all the other design moves on the house are traditional. If this was a modern interpretation and a modern execution of a house like this, then the unequal spacing of the columns makes sense. But this is a traditional.
I understand.
Design. So.
And it looks like it can still be accommodated with the floor plan.
If it doesn't mess up the floor plan,
yeah,
which it doesn't.
Yeah.
I think we should put the column in the center.
So you put the column in the center, and you'd also shift the window to be centered within the bay.
And the door.
Leave the door.
No, you leave the door, because the door is typically off to the side as well. Are we never looking at the same buildings?
No, that is absolutely a condition that exists. Yeah. The doors are off.
But you're basically making a two-bay shotgun, and those would typically be...
Fine, that door has to move to that.
Then the bays would be centered on... The windows would be centered on the bays.
Do you lose
the door? Not always. The door is not always centered.
Not
the window,
always.
Yes.
But if you're like certainly if you had like a side hole cottage, it would be scooched to the side.
I actually don't even care for the window. I just feel like the column is such a drastic impact.
It is
on
very
visually
impactful when the column is off center.
All right, the other craftsman examples that I am looking at, some of them do have the door off center.
Mm-hmm. But we're not looking at a craftsman.
Well, true.
And it doesn't have any craftsman details.
No, it doesn't. All right, we'll look as for
a
shot.
I'm looking at craftsmen on that street.
Yes.
I'm just going down the
block. That's what I'm doing as well. Sometimes they're centered, though.
But it's not craftsman.
It's not craftsman.
So
I'm looking for
I don't see how that's germane.
Yeah, I'm looking for a...
I need all the almonds.
You can have them. I will bring them to you.
Scotch.
Well...
Okay.
I'm looking at this with the prominent front face. If you cover up what's in the back, because to Daniel's point... You're never really going to see it like this that far back. Just looking at it as the smaller front elevation, I prefer a little bit of offsetting because I think it's more interesting. And that's just me. But, like I said, I'm not going to fight you.
You know, the thing is, if we move the door to be centered in the bay, we would really have to widen the stair.
We've done that a million times, where the stairs are as wide as a bay.
But that makes for a really wide stair on the building.
They end up looking fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Also,
I feel like if we can put a small room in the back on the
Yeah. You mean on 53, the corner one?
The corner one, the back one.
Yeah, I was like, make the panes the same height?
No, it's the horizontal transom.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Make the panes the same height as
the
adjacent
other
windows. The larger windows, right? So
you're deepening, change the smaller window.
Yeah, you're keeping the head height aligned with the adjacent window, and you're pulling the sill down just so it has the same height as the top window lights.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, you've convinced me. I'm okay with having it be centered within each bay and having it be a two equal bay condition.
Not what I was looking for either.
No.
I'm dead though.
Okay.
So down for whatever. Yeah, I'm not.
She said equal column bays.
Yeah.
Okay, so equal column bays, but the door doesn't have to move?
I could go either way on the door. I'm okay with that too, and it actually works better for the plan.
That's what I'm saying.
To have the door.
That's why I think it happens
yes.
more often.
Okay.
Or that it happens at all.
I can go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You started this.
I started. That's why I usually keep my mouth shut. So everything, I don't even know what to say. So we're going to do a column in the center. And then
you'd like to make a motion?
I'm gonna make a motion that the column in the center.
What is it for conceptual?
There'll be a column in the center, so they're equal bays on the porch. And
center the window.
And reduce the door height so that there's match keep the door height but get rid of the transom.
So it would be an 8 foot door to match the header height.
Keep the header height.
Match the header height to the windows. Change the small window on the side to a 2/2. The transom window on the way back.
It's a little taller.
Make it a little bit taller.
Match the pane.
Match the pane of the top three of the adjacent window. And everything else will be reviewed by staff and approved.
That was for conceptual approval.
Oh, yeah.
Great job.
Yeah. Okay.
Details should be worked out.
Details
should
be worked out at the staff.
Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion by Daniel Zangara and a second by Tracy Ash. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Nay.
For real?
Uh-huh. I like the confidence. It's still 3-2 as well.
So, all
3-2.
3-2.
Now you have to make that motion all over again.
Oh, yeah.
Same motion for
same motion.
Yeah.
But for the flip side.
Yeah.
Oh, the mayor. Same motion for the sister house. Details will work out at the staff level.
Okay, so we have another motion for 5332 Burgundy Street. Same motion made by Daniel Zangara. Is there a second?
Second.
With a second by Tracy Ash. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
The motion passes with Amanda Rivera and Jonathan Tate voting against.
Thank you
like
for
it.
Your patience.
We still like it.
Sorry.
We're still in support.
Good work.
See how spicy it can be when all five of us are here?
Yes, right.
I think it's just that it's warm.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, it's the heat.
The lack of air. Okay, which item are we on now?
Please, 901
Elmira
is here.
Elmira is here?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yes, you'll get a letter by the end of the week.
Thank
you.
Thank you for your patience with us. All right, the next item on the agenda is 901 Elmira Avenue. Can the applicant state their name and address for the record, please?
Ricardo Tenorio, 1929 Butland Drive.
Great, thank you. Staff?
So this is an application for new construction of a 2,667 square foot, two-story, two-family residential building on a vacant lot.
Great, thank you. Would the applicant like to make a brief presentation?
Yes. So I have been here before for this lot twice. This is a third design in a four-year period with a new contractor. It is back to a two-family residence. Very similar in other ones. We try to line everything up on the sides and the rear. Basic party, like nothing really too spectacular, I can't say it is.
Great, thank you. Doesn't appear that we have a context drawing.
I'll type the old one. The old sets.
Okay.
Is this in the empty lot that already has some piles?
It is.
Okay.
That is why it's sitting on a pier foundation instead of not a pile. Because we have to cut them off, add more piles.
Okay.
Has a project started in the pool, basically?
About 4 years ago.
Okay.
Yes.
And
with a different architect.
Okay. It's a corner lot.
Yes. So I think it's probably been four designs.
So this is a two-family?
It is just a two-family. It's pretty, it's a mirror image on the, well not a mirror image, like a duplicate on the top of the lot. Five and a 6'8" header height at that point, which would be a tip.
No, keep it. Well, don't go 6'8". It's too low.
Yeah.
Okay, so 7.
Like 7.
No, I think.
How much?
Sorry, go ahead.
I mean, these are typical. But I can lower it. I mean, any whatever you. We make it.
Well, I think maybe it would be seeing the block face elevation.
Because maybe the floor to ceiling heights need to come up.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And then that way you could raise this window up 9 inches and still keep this 6 foot tall window. You could raise the ceiling height up.
Combination of those things to get the right proportions. Typically, at the front of the building, when we wrap around the sides, we want to see a little bit of a continuous chain wall. Looks like we have open piers right at the front, like under the porch and things. We definitely want to wrap that back at least.
Can you make that porch 5 feet clear instead of out to out?
Mm-hmm.
You have a measuring?
No, we do not.
I wonder what's happening at the gable on the front.
It's more than that.
Yeah, but you want the gutter to wrap around it.
It's not, right?
It's not.
It's not right now, no. Would it be a clear condition that the gutter came across?
No, I don't think so. Not at the, not at the gable, it has a little bit of movement.
Yeah, it's not catching any roof, but the board and batten thing.
No, I know, I'm just saying, it's definitely, do you think it would look better if it was a break?
I think if we get the right trim, just piece between the siding and the board and batten.
Yeah, I think right now there's no trim because the window's too low.
Yeah.
Is there any public comment regarding 901 Elmira Avenue? Hearing none, is there any more discussion or is there a motion?
I think this one's similar to one before on today's agenda. We can leave the block face check as a staff.
I think so too.
Yeah.
So I'll make a motion for conceptual approval with the edits that we just discussed, and for the coordination of the block face elevations with staff and any details to be worked out at staff. And if something is off or different, they think it needs to come back again.
Okay.
So quick question.
Hold on. We had a motion. We need a second before we can have discussion.
Second.
We have a second by Jonathan Tate. All in favor? Oh, sorry. More discussion? You had a question?
The final consensus on the heights is ceiling heights raised to 10.
Depends on the
context.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, can we go ahead and make a motion to defer
715
Louisiana? It was supposed to go at 215. Yeah, I don't think
they're going to
come at this
point. Are we going to
review
it? Yep. It's a new construction, so we need to look, but it's probably going to happen.
Take a look.
Notes.
Okay.
Which one? 715 Louisiana.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah. It's a new construction of a 3,000 square foot, two-story single-family residential building. The existing building has already been approved for demolition.
Oh, okay.
We'll have comments. So
I think we wait for this one.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to defer.
Yeah.
Well, do we want to give some feedback in the meanwhile so that they can progress towards something closer to approval? Or
I think they need to show up.
You need to show up.
I think they
okay.
Need to show up.
Yeah.
All right. So there was a motion to defer.
Yeah, sir.
By Cynthia Deberly, a second by Amanda Rivera. All in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
I don't think they're
and
simple
the
comments.
The other one is not scheduled until 3:20, so we can probably
talk. Okay.
Oh. Stop it.
All right.
How dare you?